This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is fifth grade teacher Tim Smitty. He's with the Staunton Elementary School, and welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you.
Tim, we have visited in the past, and we're going to talk about a subject today that we talked about 2 years ago, and that's the Veterans Project of the Fifth Grade Patriot Club at Staunton Elementary School. And if you would like to give us sort of an overview, and there's some history to it, go right ahead.
Certainly. In 2009, our students came up with an idea to put some forms together for veterans and see how many we could find and research some of the background of these individuals. And the students set some goals originally with 25, and then after we received that, they wanted to go to 50, and we just kept getting all of the information from different veterans and community members, and it ended up a little over 300 in 2009. And each form, a biography in the military branch, their rank, and their full name, and a picture usually, was put together on a regular size sheet of photo paper, and then we displayed it on boards in the hallway in the junior high at the elementary.
The Fifth Grade Patriot Club, it has some history to it as well?
Yes, we started the Patriot Club, we called it originally the Social Studies Program in 1996, and then as I completed my master's degree in 2004, we created a program, a club for students called the Patriot Club, and we do everything from elections to fan nights, citizenship projects, and then we put a huge Patriot Club program on at the end of the year, which is May 12th at 1:30 in the multipurpose room here at Staunton.
As far as the Veterans Project that is being worked on right now at this time, what veterans can be included? Maybe what are you looking for as this project?
Well, that's a great question because we've had a lot of students come back with that question, and I've heard several questions about it in the community. And it's not just a veteran who served in a war or during wartime, but it's for anyone who has served in the military or has in the past. They could be live or deceased. Young kids around our community, around the Staunton School District that are serving right now. Anyone involved in the military from the Staunton School District area, and family and friends that might not even live here anymore. They're also included, and it's a big process as we go through this, collecting all these forms.
How is the collection of information done? People contact you, you contact people, if you could tell the audience?
Well, initially, forms were sent home, copies of them with a letter explaining what we're doing to everything from kindergarten all the way through eighth grade. And so that was one massive effort there to get information out to parents. It was in the local newspaper, it's been on Facebook, and as of recently it was on in the Alton Telegraph.
And so you are seeking still veterans though, right, where a veteran could contact your group of students?
Yes, you can either communicate with one of our students or their parents that attends the school here. It doesn't matter what their age or what class they're in. You can go to our school site, stauntonschools.org, and as soon as you pull it up, you're going to see in the middle of the page a veteran form. You click on it, and it will pull up two sheets. One sheet explains everything that you need to know, and then the other sheet is a blank form that you fill out that has all the information on it. And you can mail it in. You can drop it off at the elementary school or call. You can email it to me, and my address is on there, or send it with a student.
One criteria that we probably should point out is, obviously, as you say, it's for veterans who may be serving now or who were in a war or whatever, but they do need to be affiliated with the Staunton area, right?
Yes, and it can be, you know, a good friend that might be serving right now in Iraq, or maybe they're stationed in San Diego or wherever. It could be your good friend. It could be a neighbor. It could be a great uncle who was killed in a war and didn't live around here. But as long as they have some connection to students or parents or family members, from this school district.
After they fill out this form, or you obtain the information, what is done? Is there bios or pictures, or what is done, and how is everything collected and put together?
Well, we do ask for pictures, pictures that do not have to be returned, because in the past we've had problems getting originals that are, you know, really big keepsakes, and things might happen to those. So in with the biography and all the information that you provide us, we do, if you can, give us a picture. When we receive all the information, we go through it and change spellings and add things, or maybe change sentences, so it's kind of proofed. And then the process is of scanning pictures and putting them on the form and then typing in all the information. And sometimes it becomes difficult when people include too much information in the biography, and therefore we have to kind of whittle some of that information out, which makes it very difficult, because you don't know if you're eliminating information that they wanted, you know, really wanted in on the form.
Now you compile everything and, as you say, do some editing and things like that. And then how is this information displayed or made public?
Well, on May 17th this year, from 6 to 8 p.m. in the multipurpose room, which is our cafeteria at the Staunton School District, we will have a huge board. Actually, there are panels of 4x8 sheets. Everything will be decorated. All of the forms will be posted in alphabetical order on those walls. And you can come and visit through any time through 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. There's no certain major ceremony. There may be something said about 7 o'clock, but it's just one of those things where you can kind of just come through and look at the forms and see if you know people or see your family member. It's quite emotional. A lot of people come and see family members that they, you know, have put together. Some of them maybe they recently lost. So I think people get a lot out of it.
As you said, this sort of began in 2009, and I believe you call it the Veterans Wall. Is the turnout pretty good in the past? And then, of course, you got one in the future?
Yes, we have in 2009 several hundred people. I would say probably over 300, and probably the same number in 2014. That was the second showing of the wall, and we've had so many people asking about it since then that we went ahead and decided to do it this year. And there's a lot of work that goes to this on behalf of students and parents and faculty members and others outside that help us. This might be the last year that we put it together, so we want to make sure we get the word out there. If you want to come and see it, it's a great thing to look at.
As you say, you've compiled many. How do you have a goal this year of how many you hope to have by the May 17th showing?
Well, our deadline is going to be at the end of the first week of April to receive the forms, and our goal is to get to a little over 700. Right now we're over 600, so we're not that far away from 7, but we'd like to be over 700 by the time we put the wall together.
So that gives everybody about 2 weeks to go to. Again, maybe you would like to give that, where they can get this from the net, the Staunton website?
Yes, it's stauntonschools.org. Yeah, I'm sorry, stauntonschools.org.
And before we end the show, again, obviously students are working on this, but I'm sure there's probably a few other behind-the-scenes people. Maybe you'd like to recognize some people who are helping in this program?
Yes, Mrs. Best and Mrs. Spickerman, Mr. Herschel and Mrs. Massanelli, all faculty members that work with us in fifth grade, and Mrs. Corey. And then I have Cindy Leonard and Chuck Leonard, who do a lot of the typing and editing of some of the forms. It's a big process, and without all of those teachers and staff members, it would be hard to complete. And I'd like to just thank the administration for giving us the opportunity to continue to do this. You know, there's a lot of interaction with kids and family members, and we had a lot of great comments about how the families didn't know some of the information that was provided to them by their grandparents or their uncles or what have you. So it's been a great learning experience for everybody in this process.
Tim Smitty would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.